How you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Quantify how much progress the offense has made in particular passing game from first got here.
I think finally last week we got done with the install, so now we're coming back around things second time. You're getting to see the same play, maybe against the same look, maybe against a different look. So you're always progressing. I think, you know, anytime you go through minicamp, OTAs, all that stuff, when you're installing your offense, the defense is installing their defense, you're going to go and run a play against a look that you're really not prepared for. Now we've kind of settled in. We know what the defense is doing. We know what we're doing. And, you know, so you see the progress then. I think it's kind of they throw everything at you and see what sticks, and then you come back around, and then you keep improving on those plays. And then basically now from, you know, the end of today till when we come back in training camp, but you kind of just go back over it, watch the film, let it all soak in. That way when you come back to training camp, you're not starting from day one again. You're picking up where you left off. So, you know, you go by days with installs, but it's stuff you've already done before.
Done it before years ago. What is it? I mean, do you see this play fits with this play? This is what we're trying to make this play look like.
Sure. And I've known that. I knew that from when I played with Kyle before, but now this time around I'm trying to see it through Kyle's eyes, whereas last time I was just trying to keep my head above water, just tried to know the play and run the play, whereas now with a little bit of background, you know, I want to see it how he sees it, and I can definitely see where that's kind of starting to take place. But it's also, there's so many different plays to see which ones he's trying to tie together, which is great. One of the coolest things I thought is when we have our team meetings, Kyle puts up plays and he explains them both from an offensive perspective and a defensive perspective. So, you know, I sit next to Dakota Watson. He's like, man, I never even knew half this stuff. Like, you know, who's got a certain gap and how we're trying to affect that gap. And I think that's one of the great things about Kyle as a coach is that he's able to break it down to the simplest level. Whereas I think a lot of times in this league, people just bypass that and they just want to tell you, well, just do this. And Kyle is always good about giving you the why. You know, this is why we're trying to do this. This is why we're trying to affect this player. And if you're really paying attention, you'll learn a lot about football and realize what he's trying to do with his scheme.
I was talking a lot about the importance of play action in the offense. How much work goes into selling those fakes, giving the defense the right looks?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, I think the one thing with our defense and defenses of that scheme, the linebackers are very good at coming from depth. You know, so I would say of all the defenses that we're going to go against, defenses who play the scheme that our defense play are going to be the toughest guys to get in play action because the linebackers are very disciplined. We obviously have a lot of great linebackers with Bo and Malcolm. Malcolm's played in the system before. He's really hard to get in play action, which has been good for us because the first guy is not always there. And, you know, for us offensively, we just try to run the play like it's the run. The only thing is at that last second you pull the ball away and the O-line treats it the same way and try to get them. So it's been a good battle back and forth. We've got some. They've dropped underneath some. We've had to check it down. It's been a good test for both sides.
The nuances that the general fan wouldn't know about, you know, something that you take for granted?
Well, I think probably the general fan would think it's all between the running back and the quarterback, and I'd say the majority of it is done by the offensive line. When the offensive line comes off like it's the run, you can see times where we watch the film and the linebackers are reacting to them. They're not even looking at us. They're looking at the offensive line's intention, the fullback, the tight end. You know, we just got to do the end part of it, which I think for us is you just treat it like the run and the running back treats it like the run and he rolls over it and I pull it back. But I think a lot of the work is done up front.
And you've been around some good defenses with the Browns that year, the Texans. Is this defense shaping up where they could be? Good.
Yeah, I think, first of all, you got players that can make plays. Secondly, you got a scheme that's very sound. It makes an offense play really honestly. And you know, I mentioned the linebackers, but you look at the secondary. I've been really impressed with Jimmy Smith. I mean, this guy is playing the middle of the third from 12 yards deep and still being able to take away plays in the deep part of the field. And Eric Reed's playing that, you know, Cam Chancellor role really well. I mean, the D-line, obviously, we don't have pads on, so it's hard to tell. But there's definitely times where even without pads, you're feeling pressure. I mean, they've definitely given us a test every day, and that's what you want. You know, we talk about, like, iron sharpening iron. We want to go out and have a good day to put pressure on them and vice versa. We want to have them put pressure on us and really make us work for everything that we get.
Is there anything you plan on doing over these next 5.5 weeks with your receivers?
Yeah, we're going to get together and you know, do a little thing. I think it is such a long period of time that you want to get together at least for some period, and we're aiming for right in the middle of when we leave and when we come back. So we'll get as many guys together as we can. You know, you can't accommodate everybody. People are going from all across the country. So we're going to get together and get 3 days in and then come back ready to go, you know, July 27th.
Probably be around here?
We haven't determined the location yet. It's still in the works, but we have a good commitment amount of guys that are going to be able to make it. So,
you take us through the bombed a good one yesterday to play, and then the satisfaction the offense gets from that to open practice.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, the old baseball, like commercial chicks dig the long ball. Like anytime you throw a deep ball, it's everybody gets pumped up. So the good thing with us is we have a guy like Marquise. I'll even throw Aldrick in there, guys who can stretch the defense. You know, when I played for Kyle in Cleveland, we had Travis Benjamin and we had Taylor Gabriel. So we hit some of those deep balls back then with those guys. And what it does is now the defense has to honor the deep ball. So now we have routes where we send those guys deep and then we break them off and it's an easy throw. So, you know, those are low percentage, you know, type throws. And plus you got to get the right look. We finally got it against the right defense yesterday. A lot of the times our defense is playing three deep, so there's a guy in the middle of the field, you can't throw deep. And yesterday we got him in the right look, and we capitalized on it. I think that's the major thing. But what it does show, you know, our defense, and hopefully when we get to the season, other defenses, is that we have a guy who can take the top off the defense, as Randy Moss used to say. So, you know, the good thing that I've really been impressed about Marquise is he's not just a guy who's just going to run vertical and run deep. He's really worked on his route running, and yesterday he had press coverage and ran the guy off and ran a stop route, and the guy was 5 yards away from him. So to see a guy who is known as just a speed guy run intermediate routes and go across the middle and catch the ball, it's been really, you know, a pleasant surprise.
Same thing with Kittle. You had a big play to him as well in that first team period.
Yeah.
Has he impressed you?
Yeah, he has. I mean, I joked because his offensive coordinator there is Brian Ferentz. He was with me in New England, and I said, I'm going to text him and tell him they were using you the wrong way. You know, you think of Iowa, you think of these big, you know, blocking tight ends. And he has a really good football awareness is what I would call it. You know, a feel for, you know, where to break, how to break, you know, read zones. And, you know, so I've been surprised, and obviously it's a good thing for us to have a guy who has that football awareness and some feel of the game to it. Obviously that play was another hard play action. We got everybody to suck up, and they cut him loose. So there wasn't really much for him to do on that one. But there was a play later on in practice where we basically gave him a two-way go, and he made a great choice and caught the ball. So, you know, everybody's improving. I think that's the biggest thing. Rookies, vets, everybody. Now we're in, you know, our last week. We've been running the plays, like I said before. Now you're coming back around, running some plays again, and it's improvement. Now every play is not great, but you learn from the bad ones, and you keep, you know, capitalizing on the good ones.
Your chemistry with your receivers is growing at about according to plan?
Yeah, for sure. And that's why it's important for us to get together at some point between now and training camp. We've thrown a lot of footballs together, you know, over the last 9 weeks, whether it was phase one, phase two, in practice. You know, those are the reps that you get. So that's why I said, you know, it'll be good. I'll take a week off from throwing. I won't throw for a whole week, and then I'll get back into a routine, and then I'll meet up with those guys, and then all of a sudden it'll be training camp, and I think we'll be right where we should be.
Is it difficult with so much rotation going on along the offensive line? And how important is chemistry for you with the guy who's snapping you the ball?
Yeah, the only time I ever notice is when the center comes in, because they let me know. You know, other than that, I'm thinking about the play. I'm thinking about what our offensive personnel group is, you know, how many receivers we have in the game. So other than when a new center comes in, I really don't ever notice it. I think those guys have all done a good job. Obviously, the interior guys rotating around all over the place, trying to configure the best, you know, five guys that you can get. And obviously, like I said before, there's no pads on. So, I mean, you can't really put much weight on that right now. It's kind of unfair for an offensive line when they can only do so much without really blocking people. So, like I said, I really only notice when, you know, Zuda or Barnes, when there's a center rotation, they let me know because each guy's a little bit different. I got to take the snap a little bit differently.
There haven't been a whole lot of guys right now on this team among the wide receivers who've accomplished a whole lot. Which guys stood out to you? Have any of those guys caught your eye?
Well, I've been happy with all of them, and that's the other thing. Like, I don't really know which receiver is going to be in there at a certain time either, so you get work with all of them. You know what I mean? So I know you're saying Pierre is probably the most well-known, But really, and part of the reason I knew I wanted to come here was because of Kyle's offense. He's going to get guys open. It doesn't matter who they are. Now, when it's man-to-man coverage, you obviously hope you have a better guy than the defense. But, you know, when teams are playing zone, you know, the ball is going to go anywhere. It just depends on how the defense declares it. And then it's my job to get it to the right guy. And I think that's always been one of my strong suits, is not zeroing in on one guy, especially against zone defenses, because they're going to make you, you know, pick here, pick there. You know, if they give you the big one, then you take it. But if not, the ball should go to wherever the open guy is. And until the ball snaps, you don't always know where that's going to be.
Brian, Trent Taylor obviously is not large. He doesn't have a large catch radius. But can you see, you know, the qualities that allowed him to, I think, led the nation reception?
Sure.
How was he able to do it? You know, what skills does he do that?
Well, I think when you talk about man-to-man coverage, he's a guy that, if it's man-to-man, he's probably going to win. It just depends on the route you give him, and you know, does the defender have help somewhere? You know, a lot of times when we talk about man coverage, these guys, they play one outside leverage, inside leverage, based on where their help is. So, you know, sometimes when it's like a man pressure and you know that he's got a two-way go, he's pretty much going to win. Like you said, the hard part is sometimes those little guys, you can't always see them. Maybe you see, like, the top of their helmet or something. Similar to when I played with Andrew Hawkins in Cleveland, a guy who would kill anybody in one-on-ones if you got him in man coverage. But the hard part is sometimes you got to find a lane to throw to him. But, no, I think if you watch him just practice, you can tell why he had the success that he had in college. There's no doubt.
That's good.
All right. Thanks.